coming up are feeling more of a little bit sick, so we do a short filler episode all about filler, Top Samurai and Gokaiger, but no emails or topic. All this coming up on
Against the Night, Power Ninja!
Hello, hola, in a place called Vertigo, and welcome to Podcast Sentai Power Rangers. This is the show where we talk about Power Rangers and the Sentai upon which they're based. I am your host for this evening. My name is Kuhan, or you might know me better as Naim Siddiqui outside of the internet, but you probably know me as Kuhan inside the internet. And I'm joined, as always, by my faithful lackey, Colton Clayton. How you doing, Colton?
I'm fantastic, thank you, Kuhan.
Okay. Hey guys, so this week we have a full week O filler. Over on both on Samurai and on Gokaiger. So I guess without further ado, without putting filler between now and the meeting, let's just talk about Samurai. Okay, guys, so Samurai. We had an episode here where Antonio and Kevin sort of hung out together, by which I mean Antonio stalked Kevin, and Kevin knew he was stalking him. And then they fought some Moogers and some of the bad guys, and then the rest of the team showed up, and Jaden beat everybody up.
As usual.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying. Maybe, you know, let somebody else win for a while. Anyways, so yes, we had Octaroo, one of the higher ups. I guess he's the Finster.
He's the creation guy.
Right, like Finster was in Mighty Morphin. He comes to the surface with one of his monsters and steals little kids' toys, and
what
also Vulcan Spike's giant panda.
It's complete dickery on their part.
It is kind of mean. Colton, what did you think of this, very fillery episode?
Fillery doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, depending on how it's done. And I like that at least it had some character building moments between, Kevin and Antonio. That was important for me. You'd think Jaden would be the most disciplined guy, but, you know, he's friends with, Antonio, so there's not gonna be a conflict there. So next is Kevin, he's the next most disciplined guy in the group.
Well, even then, Jaden let loose a little bit. He's still, you know, I think Kevin was always the most disciplined. Like, he just, you know, had to stay disciplined about everything, whereas Jaden was, you know, had friends.
He had a little bit of that, yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is, everyone else is kind of, like, either cool with it or prior friends, but Kevin's the one who he's not sure. He's stringent on tradition and structure.
Yeah.
And he's not seeing that from Antonio, who's kind of a showboat, who's not had the proper training. He's not sure if he can rely on him yet.
Yeah, Kevin was kind of a jerk to Antonio the entire episode. Like, you know, he just shows up like, you know, go hide or whatever. Like, you're not a proper samurai. You don't know what it's like to be a samurai. Like, I was watching you to try to learn. No, man, that's not how you learn. You're not a samurai, dude.
You don't observe people to learn.
Yeah, right?
What are you talking about? Well, then again, he didn't help by stalking him with advanced technological cameras hidden all over the place.
No, that's true.
That isn't how samurai learn.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
At least not samurai in whatever century he's from.
I suppose they don't. Is there anything else to thought about the episode?
I like the team up of blue and gold. I think it works. I mean, you got two contrasting people with different ideologies, but and some, they share in the most important areas about what a samurai really means, you know, justice, fighting for their people, which is not really what samurai were about exactly. They're more bowing down to their feudal lords and having feudal obedience. But, you know, and their particular type of samurai, they're doing exactly the same thing. So they can at least share in their ideology there, even if they do things in different methods, which I like. I like that they have their own way of doing things, but they can finally respect each other and understand that they do things their way.
Yeah, yeah. I like the interaction, obviously, between the two polar opposite characters, really. And they did have an interesting, I guess,
dynamic?
Yeah, dynamic is the word. Thank you. They did have an interesting dynamic in which, like, you know, Antonio's like, hey, man, I want to learn from you. He's like, yo, man, you can't learn from me. You're not a samurai. Go hide while I go fight these guys. And then you know, in the end, they work together, and he's like, listen, man, this I know what it like means to be a samurai. This is what it is. At least let me help you, whatever. And then finally he decides to, you know, like, they wrap their hand or whatever in the thing. they wrap the cloth around their hands, and they work as a team to fight the Moogers and the Nylock.
Well, they did that so they could secure their hands because that guy had that slippery slime.
Right.
So they wanted to make sure that their weapons were bound to their hands so it wouldn't slip out.
Right, I know that.
Which was a good plan.
It was. It worked.
And we got to see that their plans to flood that well and give them a pretty much an easy get-out portal and a source of resuscitation stop. That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have really made things tough for them if they'd gotten that to work.
Yes, yes. I was going to make some sort of portal gun joke, but then it works better for the next show. Anything else?
I think we covered the gist of it. We mostly just learned that Kevin is apparently so stringent with his daily timing that him being 1 minute late is pretty much a sign that they need to leave and go find him.
Yeah, of course.
Which I've honestly not heard of many people actually that stringent with time.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not that he was late to get back and then late to practice and he didn't even call. You know, it's obviously, you can set your watch to the guy, so.
Like clockwork.
Like clockwork. And Decker.
We find out that Decker is indeed alive, and Dayu goes to save him. That was her name, right?
I think so, yeah.
Anyways, we find out through her conversations that whatever incident happened to him that caused him to become this, he remembers nothing before gaining his sword. I'm going to just say Muramasa, because it sounds close enough to it. And he can remember nothing but that and it wanting vengeance, which clearly upsets the character who loves him. But from what we can gather, at least until he has his ultimate battle, whether he wins or loses, he's not going to be able to regain his memories, I don't think.
It was interesting to learn the whole amnesia aspect behind him, where that he doesn't have any of his memories, and that's why I guess partially why he doesn't really care about the rest of the Nylock. And then we got a little bit of interesting things, character stuff between him and Dayu, where I suppose, it seems that I guess they were maybe some sort of lovers or something, I guess, I don't know.
It's romantically involved in some way, it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Especially that whole build-up on the wedding episode.
Yes, yes, there was that.
Definitely interested to see where that goes, and if Decker regains his memory before he may or may not die. Or maybe they might throw us a twist surprise and have him join as a seventh ranger, make him his own original ranger. I've seen weirder things happen to Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I never know, even if he doesn't become a Power Ranger, half Nylock with sword could come in handy.
Yeah, it does really seem, you know, he's probably not going to be a good guy, but...
I like to speculate like that every once in a while, just to see if, like, they want to throw you a loop every once in a while, destroy expectations and all that. You never know. But you're probably right, that's not going to happen, so
no,
this is entirely pointless,
nope,
we'll move on.
He's probably going to die.
Probably. But it's never a problem to speculate.
So if that's it for Samurai, I guess we can move on into the portal jokes in Kaiju Sentai Gokaiju.
Yeah.
an interesting little side episode. We get someone in desperate times. He doesn't know what he's going to do, so he tries to kidnap someone thinking he can get a ransom money. But then it turns out that he kidnaps Aim. She kicks his ass, reveals that he has a fake gun. And then she gets him wrapped up in a thing when she calls the pirates and tells them that she's been kidnapped and she needs 300 million yen. Which is terrifies the living shit out of the guy. I thought that was funny.
Well, I was going to recap it, but there you go.
Yeah, the whole situation ends up chaotic for the guy who's had problems with his life. He left his job to create a business. He got deal with a shady loan shark. He lost all his business and all of his money, and he's about to be killed. And then the Nylock attacks, while the pirates are also after him for kidnapping. He ends up picking up the metal that turns into a deadly neurotoxin, so in a way he saves humanity, which is good. And hilariously enough, a villain that didn't do anything gets killed because they thought he was the kidnapper because she blamed the villain rather than get the human's ass kicked. And the whole time he's pleading his innocence in the way that no actual villain would.
You know, I
really didn't do anything! I don't know.
It's like, come on, Pink, tell him! She's like, I don't know what you're talking about!
Oh, poor guy. And we at least finally did get confirmation that they need to summon the Gao Wine to make the Shinken Gokaio.
Yeah, so...
Because they immediately summon it, but they don't combine. They immediately go to the Shinkenger keys.
Shinken Gokaio. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that they have to...
So that was a nice little bit of information.
Yep.
It's good to know, like, these little details.
Yeah, besides that, what did you necessarily think about the episode?
I wasn't really sure what to think, because, you know, these little episodes, they come and go. I mean, you get some nice character interactions in these side episodes, which I like. I mean, it's nice to see a little bit more with Aim, although it's not really anything we couldn't have seen coming with her character.
I mean, it's really like we got a character episode about a character with no character that developed her character into having not much character.
Or at least the character we expected her to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simple. It's not really much. We got as much as we could, but like she's not much of a character to begin with, so it's not much we could get.
It's more that she's unlike the others. She's not really got that air of neutrality to her. She's very clearly good, but with the pirates. I mean, the other guys, they may fight for their own motives. You know, they may occasionally want shrimp.
Well, that's
or
not
something.
Necessarily. Yeah.
They kind of wave back and forth. Some of them wave back and forth.
I see what you're saying.
Comparing her to Luca, who, even though she'll help people occasionally, she's mostly in it for the treasure because she has her own needs.
Sure, sure.
There's an air of good and bad to it, to each of the characters, except for Aim, who we don't really see that with. Which I think is what you're trying to say.
I mean, I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say. What I'm really trying to say is that, like, you know, we don't get much of Aim, so we got this full episode full of her, but I mean, all we get is like, oh, I want to help you, and I want to help you, I want to help. Helping is help. Helping is helping, help, help, help. Like, she doesn't, you know, like we have characters that appear good, like over in comics, let's say. We have, you know, Superman is all good, he's good about everything, but he's got, you know, character depth. Not a whole lot of it, but he's got character depth.
Whereas I am,
you know... And that's a little unfair. Superman has 70 years of history. Yeah, he has 70 years of history on him. But still, I am just, you know, I want to help everything. And she gets a full episode and doesn't really do much with it, I thought.
We could see her develop further. And she did have some throwbacks, like showing her martial arts training that she got earlier in the season.
She did, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was a nice little touch.
When she flipped the kidnapper over, sure.
And apparently, that deadly neurotoxin that could have destroyed us all just happened to unluckily fall on land. If it had fallen in the sea, we'd have no problems.
Yeah, right?
And it landed on an island in the middle of the ocean. What are the odds of that?
I don't know, man. Clearly GLaDOS has poor aim.
Okay, we get it. Portal 2 came out. Thank you.
I was... Because deadly neurotoxin.
Yes, I get it.
No, I know, but they don't get it.
I think they're smart enough to get it.
I'm sure they all get it. I'm sure you guys get it, don't you, right? As if you can talk to me right now.
Why aren't they answering?
Send us emails telling me if you get it to podcastsentai@gmail.com. Speaking of which, I guess that's it for Gokaiger, unless we have more to say.
I hope we have more to say. We've only been recording for 10 minutes.
Well, 10? Really? Only 10?
Yes.
All right. So,
well, 11 now, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. 12. So, other than that, really, I mean, you know, we got filler. Next episode's gonna be fun. We got, a Car Ranger. The episode purely dedicated to the parody Sentai.
Oh, well, this is gonna be brilliant because every Sentai that shows up, we have a character learning from their experience, you know? Which is a nice touch, mind you, but, I'm kind of hopeful for, to see how this will work out because every other one of them they had, like, teach, like, honor or something or, being kind to one another. What does this one teach? Traffic safety.
The episode title is Now for Traffic Safety, so I feel like that's what we're getting.
And also worth noting, we are going to see Zero Ranger again, and ironically, was it Turbo Ranger that we saw as well?
That might be it, which makes sense.
But Car Ranger's different from Turbo Ranger.
Well, no, I know, but Car Ranger was a parody of Turbo Ranger, is what it was.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, and I might be, I haven't seen every Sentai. But, you know, I think that'd be a nice little twist to have both the serious and the joking, driving-based series show up.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I would like to see that.
And Go-Onders should might as well show up while they're at it.
Might as well.
Go nuts.
Just, you know, throw more cars in there.
And I'm hoping we get to see some new developments in the series soon, like, maybe more towards the goal, maybe see, like, what happens to some of the other characters. Maybe have Ocker Red show up again, or maybe they'll save him for the movie, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe deal with the Sixth Ranger that we're waiting for. We know it's coming, we just don't know when.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I'm not sure if it'll be the next episode, but hopefully in the next couple of episodes, because we're starting to get, I think we're almost a quarter of the way into the season here.
Something like that. And it really would suck if they pulled what happened. Apparently, if I remember right, the very first season of a Sixth Ranger had him show up in the last episode. So I hope we don't end up with that.
Well, I mean, I think technically the way they considered is that Geo Ranger was the first season with a Sixth Ranger. But, you know, there were kind of sixth heroes before that, but
he was the first thing recurring.
Well, I think the way they considered is that Geo Ranger was it. But yes. We don't want that. Especially since we've already gotten build up to the character becoming the Sixth Ranger. We're still assuming that we're gonna have Sid become the Sixth Ranger.
If he does, I hope every time Captain Marvel tells him to do something, he goes, "Yes, boss."
And then he's like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. So
Colton. We don't have any emails, but if people wanted to send us emails, where would they send those emails to?
PodcastSentai@gmail.com. Hopefully they'd send us emails so we can talk about their emails and have friendly discussions and not make me cut myself, you know, stuff like that.
Hopefully. And if you want to send us a voicemail, you can send those to 662-SENTAI-0. That's 662-736-8240.
Holy crap, you learned it!
I didn't. I actually just plugged it into my phone. But close enough.
Oh. Close enough, indeed.
Close enough, yeah. I think that's the numbers. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm pretty sure I put it in my phone right. So yeah, send us voicemails. Call us up and be like, "Yo, guys, we wanted to talk to y'alls about Pizarro Rizangers, yo."
Just one request. Just two requests. No solicitors. And no, we will not give over-the-air phone sex with you.
I might.
He's desperate, but, you know.
As long as you pay me, though. You know, you gotta.
And now that this awkwardness is over and all our fans are leaving us and unsubscribing, what should we say next?
I guess that's it, right? That's the show.
You don't want to plug anything?
I want to plug, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to find Colton, you can find him on this show, and you can find him on the Green Lantern Corecast. You can find that show at www.iamkuhan.com.
It's worth noting that I'm carried at most stores that Kuhans are accepted at.
Exactly. And if you want to find all my stuff, you can also find that at www.iamkuhan.com, because that's my site, and that's where you find me, at iamkuhan.com. Yeah, there you can find this show, and you can find the Corecast, you can find the NSFW Show Movie Draft Weekly Recap Show, which I do, and you can find the mostly defunct DCU podcast show, which I have three episodes lying around that I might release sometime soon. Say, hey, lost episodes is all you're ever going to get. But we might go live or something. I don't know. We're working on that right now.
I briefly appeared on that show for one or two episodes before they kicked me off. So it's not my fault it died.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to step up to the plate and decide to edit the show, you can show up and send us an email. You can send that to decupshow@gmail.com. But besides that, that's it. That's it for the show. May the power protect you.